Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. AI is everywhere these days, but have you ever wondered how it can be used to, really make a difference?
It's an exciting time for sure. We're moving beyond the hype and into some really practical applications.
Totally. So today we're going deep on a technique called Retrieval Augmented Generation, RA for short. It's changing the game for AI, especially these large language models everyone's talking about.
It's kind of like, you know how ChatGPT is amazing, but sometimes it gives you info that's like a little off or outdated.
Right, like it's stuck in the past.
Exactly. RAG is all about giving AI a direct line to the freshest info, constantly updating its knowledge.
So instead of just relying on what it learned way back when, it can tap into current research, news, anything really.
It's like giving it a subscription to a never-ending library, packed with the most up-to-date information possible.
Okay, that's a game changer. So no more frozen in time AI.
Exactly. Most AI, especially these large language models, they're trained on this massive amount of data, right?
Right, but that training has to stop at some point, or it would take forever.
Exactly. So RAG comes in and says, hey, let's not limit ourselves. It lets AI tap into external data sources whenever it needs to.
So it's constantly learning and evolving.
Precisely. And we're not just talking about text here. Think databases, financial reports, even the entirety of Wikipedia constantly being fed to the AI.
Wow, it's like giving AI access to the entire internet, but in a way that it can actually understand and use.
You got it. And that means the AI is no longer limited by what it knew at a single point in time. It can adapt, evolve, and become incredibly knowledgeable about whatever you ask it.
All right, I'm hooked. But how does it actually work? This sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, at its core, a RAG has two main steps: retrieval and generation. Imagine you ask the AI a question. First, it needs to find the information that's actually relevant to your question from that vast sea of data.
So it's like searching for a needle in a haystack, but the haystack is like all of human knowledge.
A very messy haystack. But here's where it gets really cool. A RAG doesn't just search for keywords like you would on Google.
Okay, so what does it do?
It uses something called embeddings.
Embeddings. That sounds complicated.
It's actually pretty clever. Imagine giving each piece of information, like each sentence or paragraph, a unique fingerprint.
A fingerprint?
Yeah, a way to identify it based on its meaning. That's essentially what an embedding is. It transforms words and concepts into this kind of numerical code that the AI can understand.
So it's not just looking at the words themselves, but what those words actually mean together.
You got it. It's like giving the AI the superpower to understand the context and nuances of information.
That's amazing. So it's finding the right info, but then what? How does it actually answer my question?
Well, that's where the generation phase comes in. But
Okay,
first,
so we found our needle in the haystack. What happens next?
so now it's like we've gathered all the right ingredients, we've got our recipe, time to cook. The AI takes those carefully selected pieces of information and it combines them with your original question, right? And it feeds all of that into its language processing engine, the same one that powers its ability to write and generate text.
So it's not just copying and pasting from its sources. It's actually like taking it in, understanding it, making connections, and then like creating a response that actually makes sense.
Exactly. It's not just repeating what it found, it's blending its general knowledge with the precise information it retrieved. Kind of like, having a conversation with someone who's read every book in the library, but also remembers every single detail of what you asked them.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful analogy. So it's like having like a super smart research assistant who can also write like a pro.
Right. And remember how we talked about RG not being limited to just text?
Yeah, like PDFs and even videos.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So think about it this way. Let's say you've got this massive technical manual or a super long research paper, right? Trying to process all of that at once would be a nightmare for anyone.
Totally, I'd be lost in like the first 10 pages.
Right. So what ARIG does is it breaks these huge documents down into smaller, bite-sized chunks.
So it's like cutting up the information into more manageable pieces.
Exactly. Like it might break it down into paragraphs, sentences, even just key phrases. It all depends. And it does this for all sorts of data, not just PDFs, but also databases, code repositories, you name it.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's finding the right info, making sense of it, but why should anyone care? How does this actually impact like our everyday lives? What's the
Oh,
big
yeah.
deal with our breath?
That's the million-dollar question. One of the biggest benefits of RAG is that it tackles some of those weird things that traditional AI does. Remember those times when AI just makes stuff up?
Oh, yeah. the hallucinations. It's like so confident, but completely wrong.
Exactly. Because ARAG is grounding the AI's responses in actual information, you know, from those sources we talked about. Those hallucinations become way less likely.
So it's more accurate, more reliable. We can actually trust what it's telling us.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole world of possibilities. We're talking about AI that can accurately summarize complex research, give you personalized recommendations based on your actual data, even help developers write code by pulling from real examples and documentation.
This is already sounding incredibly useful for a lot of different fields. But is ARAG, like, difficult to implement? Does it need to be constantly retrained as new information comes out?
That's the beauty of it. It's incredibly efficient. Instead of needing like a whole retraining every time something new comes out, ARAG adapts on the fly.
So it's constantly learning and updating itself.
Precisely. It integrates new data and updates its knowledge base in real time.
So ARBAE is not only more accurate, more reliable, but also faster and more adaptable. That's amazing. But how is this actually being used right now? What are some of those real-world applications?
Oh, there are so many. One that really gets me excited is open domain question answering. Imagine being able to ask the AI virtually anything, and it gives you a comprehensive, accurate answer by pulling from, like, the entirety of Wikipedia.
That would change everything. No more falling down internet rabbit holes for hours.
Right. And you know how streaming services give you those recommendations? Sometimes they're way off.
Totally. It's like they don't know me at all.
With ARAS, those recommendations could become hyper-personalized and accurate because the AI could look at your unique data, like your browsing history, your past purchases, your social media activity, even.
That's a little scary, but also kind of amazing. It's like having a personal shopper who actually knows what I like.
Exactly. And it's not just about shopping. Think about healthcare. Imagine a doctor being able to ask an AI about the latest research on a rare disease and instantly getting a summary of findings, clinical trials, and potential treatments.
That's incredible. Like having access to all the latest medical knowledge right at your fingertips. What a powerful tool for improving people's lives.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. Think about software developers. They spend countless hours searching for code examples or documentation.
Right. It can be super time consuming.
With ARAG, they could have an AI assistant that instantly pulls up the most relevant code examples documentation, even suggests solutions to problems by analyzing huge code repositories.
That would be a dream. It seems like the possibilities are truly endless and we've only just scratched the surface. But with access to so much data, are there any concerns about privacy with R?
That's a crucial question, and one that researchers are very aware of. They're developing new techniques like differentially private RAG, which add a layer of protection. It's like it can access the information, but it can't trace it back to any specific individual.
So it's like using the library, but the borrowing records are anonymous.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance between being able to use this valuable information while also respecting privacy and keeping data secure.
Right. Because with great power comes great responsibility, yeah. Right? It's not just about what we can do, but what we should do.
Absolutely. As with any powerful technology, it's up to us to make sure that RAG is developed and used responsibly.
And that it benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Precisely. It's about using this technology for good to solve problems and create a better future.
Well said. This deep dive into retrieval augmented generation has been incredible. We've explored how it works, the amazing things it can do, and the exciting possibilities it holds for the future. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, all right, we're back. And I have to say, my mind is still spinning from all this RE stuff. It's really incredible to think about the future of AI and how it's going to shape, well, everything.
It really is a game changer. Like, we're moving from AI that can just, you know, mimic human language to AI that can actually understand and use information kind of like we do.
It's like AI is finally catching up to what our brains can do.
In a way, yeah. And that opens up some really wild possibilities. One thing researchers are really digging into is how to make RE even better at understanding those complex relationships and information.
So kind of like how we can like read between the lines or understand the context of a situation.
Exactly. We're talking about teaching AI to do that same kind of common sense reasoning. Imagine an AI that could not only give you the facts, but help you analyze a situation, maybe even anticipate problems before they happen.
That would be incredible. What other advancements are on the horizon for ARAG?
Well, we talked about how RAG breaks down large chunks of info, right? But what if it could go a step further and, like, summarize those pieces for us, highlight the most important stuff?
So instead of just giving me a ton of facts, it could pull out the key takeaways and make it actually understandable.
Exactly. It's like having a super efficient research assistant who reads everything for you and then tells you what's important.
That would be a game changer for so many fields. Law, finance, even journalism.
Absolutely. And it's not just about summarizing. It's about, like, synthesizing information from lots of different sources. Imagine AI that could analyze tons of research papers on a specific topic and give you this, like, holistic view of everything.
It's like having a superpower to instantly absorb and understand years of research.
Yeah.
Incredible. But with all this talk about the amazing things your AI can do, it also kind of feels like we're entering uncharted territory. Are there ethical concerns that we should be thinking about?
Absolutely. And that's a conversation that's happening right now in the AI community. Just because we can do something doesn't always mean we should, right? We need to be very aware of things like potential bias in the data, making sure these systems are transparent so we understand how they're making decisions, and most importantly, ensuring that our AI is used to benefit humanity, not harm it.
It's like we're not just developing a technology, we're shaping the future.
Very well said. This technology has the power to revolutionize how we learn, how we work, how we solve problems.
It's both exciting and a bit daunting at the same time.
It is, and it's up to all of us to be informed and engaged in the conversation about responsible AI development.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into retrieval augmented generation. It's been an incredible journey exploring how this technology works, the amazing things it can do, and the exciting and maybe even a little bit scary possibilities it holds for the future.
And remember, this is just the beginning. Our RAG is a rapidly evolving field, and I have no doubt we'll be talking about it a lot more in the years to come.
So keep your ears open, your minds curious, and let's all do our part to ensure that the future of AI is a bright one. Thanks for joining us.